Hello everyone and welcome to our series of previews for the IPL 2025 tournament. In this video, we'll be looking at the Kolkata Knight Riders. Charbel here from Crickblog, Australia fan, IPL enthusiast, along with my co-host Nash, Mumbai Indians fan and India fan as well. So KKR, the defending champions, they've retained some key players from their campaign last year. Of course, with the mega auction, there's always going to be a lot of changes. How can they go this season? And what 11 should they start with in this campaign? That's going to be the big question. What are our thoughts? I'll have a start. I'll have a go at what I think their 11 might be, or their 12 with the impact player. And then we'll go to you and get your thoughts there as well. We look at their strengths and weaknesses and where we think they'll finish. Look, Sunil Narine was incredible in the opener last season. So I think they've got to start with him there at the start of this campaign. Whether he can match what he did last season at the top is going to be the big question. I think a key to KKR's success this season, whether they make the playoffs. Quinton de Kock, I think, will partner him. I know there's Ramanula Gurbaz as well, but I reckon they'll go with Quinton de Kock early. Ajinkya Rahane, the captain, I think he suits to the top three. He's got to be in the top three. This is where I think KKR have got a decision to make, because Venkatesh Iyer was very good up the order last season, and they spent a lot of money in the mega auction to get him back into their team. So I think it's
23.75 crores.
23.75 crores. So for me, I'm thinking if you're going to play him in the top four, I think that's a must if you've spent that much money on him. But they also got Angrish Raghuvanshi, who's a very, very good player in the top order as well. So if you play Venkatesh Iyer at five, is that too low for him? Question for them to answer. Rinku Singh and Andre Russell. I've got Ramandeep Singh there, Harshit Rana, Spencer Johnson, I think they'll start with, but there is Enric Norkia they could go with as well. Varun Chakravarti and Vaibhav Arora. They're my 12. With some questions there about who comes in where in terms of the batting lineup, and Rinku Singh and Andre Russell, the finishers, and Ramandeep Singh can offer some good hitting there as well. What do you reckon?
Yeah. That looks like a good squad. There's a couple of changes in my squad from yours. At the top, I've gone with de Kock and Sunil Narine as well. Rahane at number three, Iyer at number four. I've gone Manish Pandey at number five. Tried and tested, experienced veteran of Indian cricket, of IPL. So he could be a good option in stabilizing that middle order as well. I've got Rinku Singh, Andre Russell, Ramandeep Singh, Harshit Rana, Enric Norkia. If Norkia is not there, then Spencer Johnson comes in.
Yep.
And then Varun Chakravarti to finish the squad. With impact player, like I said, it could be someone like Vaibhav Arora. It could be someone like Anukul Roy as well. Who provides an all-rounder option, spin all-rounder option. It'll be really interesting to see whether they go with a spin impact player or a fast bowling impact player.
Depends on conditions, doesn't it? Yeah,
it depends. Exactly, it depends on the conditions. So
yeah,
I think that'll be my squad going in at the start, and then they got some really good backups as well. They got Roman Powell, they got Raghuvanshi, as you said, they got Gurbaz. In the
squad
they've got
as
well.
Good backups.
That's exactly. They got Moeen Ali, experienced. Moeen Ali. So they got pretty good lineup. And when it comes to captaincy, obviously, you know, Rahane is tried and tested. He's a master at reading the game, and
he knows
what's best for the game and for his team. And he always comes up with the goods in tough situations as a captain.
Yeah, he does. With your team, the one worry I've got with it is Rahane and Pandey in the middle there. They're probably quite similar in terms of their approach. Probably just need probably one of them and try and have a little bit of more impact around them. I think that's probably where they'll go. If Rahane, something happens to him, then Pandey, for example, would be the perfect replacement. So they've got some very good backups right throughout their team. Strengths, I'd say backups. Good power there at the top and great finishing.
And I think Chakravarti's form, that's the biggest strength.
Chakravarti's form, absolutely, with the ball. He's going to be crucial. He's bowling incredibly well. That's a big strength.
We could even see him bowling in the first six overs. And depending on, obviously, depending on conditions, we could see him definitely come up in the even opening the bowling for KKR.
Definitely. And here in Sonu and Orion, you should get eight, quality overs of spin there that keeps the opposition relatively quiet for most of the games. I think that's a very good combination to have, as it was last season.
I mean, with him, with those two and Andre Russell, having those 12 overs in the bank is such a power move for a captain.
If Narine and Russell can deliver on what they did last season, I think that's the big question for them as they're getting on. Can they back up and do what they can? Because if they don't, I worry a little bit. But yeah, that's a massive one. That's big advantage for KKR. In terms of the weaknesses that I look at, maybe that pace attack can leak a lot of runs. It doesn't probably have the same defensive ability maybe that other teams possess. I think this is an area of concern for KKR, and this is probably why they need Russell and Sonu Narine to really step up as well this season. And no Shreyas
And
Iyer,
it's
and no Shreyas Iyer as captain anymore, who I thought was a very, very good leader for them. So.
The thing with KKR's bowling lineup is, like we said, they got good backups with when it comes to batting. But when it comes to bowling, it's a bit of an inexperienced lineup. You got Spencer Johnson, Chetan Sakaria, Wiber Arora as the fast bowling backups. They don't particularly set the world on fire all the time, and yeah, the inexperience could prove to be a negative for KKR.
I agree with you there. This is where they've got to work together as a unit, and Enrique Rahane's got to use his bowling resources really well. He's got resources in terms of Russell and Sonu Narine also chipping in with very important overs there as well, but he needs those guys stepping up, and this is why Chakravarti could find some overs in the power play, because he offers so much control, and then the fast bowlers can be used when there's some fielders outside the circle.
Yep.
Very
And
interesting
look,
indeed.
here's a left field thought. It could be really interesting to see if Nokia is not fit. They might not go with Spencer Johnson at all. They might bring in someone like Moeen Ali to, having Andre Russell provide that fast bowling option, along with Harshit Rana. You can have someone like Moeen Ali in the attack and just
Possibly.
go for the all out spin attack.
Ultimately depends on conditions. You'd expect that Eden Gardens they might opt for a seam bowler in that instance. But if you go say in Lucknow, if it's spinning or wherever you play, then you could get a more spin in your lineup, and that's where Moeen could come in very, very handy. What do you think? I was umming and ahhing about KKR. I like the look of them, but there are some concerns I've got as well, as I've mentioned. Can these guys have the same sort of season they did
I
last?
think looking at that squad, Chakravarti, Rinku Singh, and one of Quinton de Kock or Sunil Narine have to do a lot of heavy lifting. If they have a if it's all about finishing, when it comes to T20 cricket, it's all about finishing, and Rinku Singh and Russell are those finishers. But I think I'll have them finishing outside top four, six or seven. Like we said, they got a good batting lineup, but the bowling lineup, has left a lot to be desired.
I've got them finishing just outside top four. It's a big call because they're the defending champions, but of course there's a lot of changes. But I've got similar things to you. I'm not sure if the big guys can repeat as good as they were last season. If you're a little bit off compared to last season, you can get trounced. So this is the concern I have. And you're right, but just about the bowling can leak. This is why I've gone just outside top four. They'll definitely compete for it and come close, I think, but just miss. I'm sure we're going to have people disagree with us, but that's the name of the game. IPL is extremely unpredictable, and there's so many viable opinions, I think, heading into the tournament where all 10 teams have a case
Yep,
for doing
absolutely.
well. So that was our review or preview of Kolkata Knight Riders ahead of the season. Let us know what you think in the comments. Let us know if we're on the mark or if we're completely off it or if we're off our head. Let us know. Please do follow us on CricBlog TV. Subscribe there, where we've got all of our videos for each of the teams. CricBlog Podcast, all of the audio on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcast. We're also on CricBlog Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Catch us there. Thanks, guys.